This audio blog is about the Basque separatist group ETA, E-T-A, and I'm no expert on Basque affairs and separatist movements, but just as I see it, Sunday's announcement, which was mailed to the BBC, a videotape, especially for worldwide exposure on a Sunday, was a very serious message indeed. And having spoken to a friend in the region, and I've heard and learned how it has been responded to there in the homes and in the streets and whatever, this is my take on things. And it's more a reflection of how it's been officially received by regional government and national government in Spain. The response of the government to ETA's announcement on Sunday has been, it's not enough, we want more, we've heard things like this before. The fact of the matter is, they didn't hear things like this before. The government are calling for, you know, a more defined call of a ceasefire. And maybe I'm getting this wrong, but I see it as something completely different to a ceasefire. A ceasefire, a government are calling for, is an armed organisation who has used violence over the decades to stop using violence, to put a halt temporarily for negotiations and conflict resolution to come from a ceasefire. And I think that's not near as much as what ETA have offered. ETA have offered that they will not use the course of action, the violence route, anymore. That's so much more than a ceasefire, because it means that there will be no violence, which you'll also get in a ceasefire, but it's a renouncing of the aims and objectives that violence route had. So it is something that is greater than what they are being called to task for not offering, which is a ceasefire. And I wonder why they won't engage with this process. The political wing is banned. Their prisoners are not being repatriated. There is no dialogue. All these things must be discussed for peace to come about. But they are in a very tight corner. And if you have a wounded animal in a corner, it can lash out, it can be quite dangerous in that state. And I think that it is short-sightedness for the government to not see that the ETA announcement on Sunday is far more than a ceasefire, and a ceasefire is just a tactical move while holding on to your conviction that violence, the path of violence, is the right way. And what ETA have announced is something much more than that. So I think I've repeated that over and over a few times. Obviously there's something bigger in the picture that I'm not seeing, because maybe it's just not... Oh yes, the other thing I learned was that there's elections coming up locally, and this is being used for people to potentially see it in a cynical way. And be that as it may, people may think that, and it may be so. But if the political party is banned, and if they can stand in elections but not hold seats because they're not allowed, you know, I think you have to open the door and embrace this offer as something so much more than what they're being asked to provide, which is a ceasefire. And with that, I'll leave my international diplomacy affairs closed for the morning.